Dan doesn't like to talk about it, but he's sort of in love with a cam boy. His roommate Matt teases him about it a lot. Matt only knows because one time Dan left his phone on the kitchen table and it went off when he got a text message alert when said cam boy went online. Yes, Dan has text message alerts set. Matt had picked up his phone to tell him he had a text and shouted across the house rather loudly, "Dan, who's Twinkie Jay?" Dan had come skidding across the flat as quickly as physically possible, slamming into a couple of walls in the process. "A friend," Dan had said, grabbing his phone. "A friend," Matt had said. "Yeah," Dan had said, but he knew that Matt knew, and Matt gave him a look as he left for his room. It's about 10:30 at night when Dan's phone goes off telling him that Twinkie Jay is online. He can't help the butterflies. Even after all these months of watching Jay's shows, Jay doesn't tell anyone his real name, he just goes by Jay. He still gets anxious whenever he gets those texts. He opens up his laptop and goes to Jay's site. The flash player buffers for a moment before Twinkie Jay comes into view, his legs folded up in front of him, arms wrapped around them and his hands on the keyboard, chin resting on his knees. Jay was always cute like that. He would start curled up tiny and then end up spread all over the bed. Dan is about 104% sure he's in love with Jay, or at least as much as one could possibly be in love with a cam boy. Jay's profile says he's 20, but he doesn't look a day over 17. Jay has this curvy, soft little body, a round bum, and a cute pink cock. It always flushed pink right at the tip, especially when he'd wank, and his foreskin would pull down a little bit with his hand. It's not only the body that Dan loves. Jay has this cheeky little smile, and when he laughs, his eyes get all crinkly around the edges. Dan also likes that Jay has a bit of hair around his body, his legs, and a little trimmed dusting above the base of his cock. But Dan's favorite are Jay's eyes. They're bright blue, dark, and kind of mischievous. That's what had attracted Dan to him at first, actually. He'd been absently browsing a camboy site for some free shit when he didn't have the time or patience to torrent something, and stumbled across Twinkie Jay. He'd been surprised that he had his free cam streaming, even though he had a massive dildo lodged up his ass. Most camboys would charge for that. Dan learned that Jay mostly made money off of private shows and tips. Not that Dan minds paying for his shows. His rate is reasonable, and Dan makes enough money working at Starbucks to afford it. He just makes sure to tip Jay a lot. Dan signs in under the username 33. Jay is smiling to himself. He sits back a bit and unfolds his legs, sitting with them crossed. His cock is hard in a pair of virgin white panties, a little pink rose in the center right where the tip peeks out. Dan shivers a bit. "You look absolutely adorable tonight, darling." Dan watches until he's positive that Jay has read his message. He can tell because Jay does that little crinkly-eyed smile. "Hey, 33, Jay says. "I was just wondering when you were going to show up. Wouldn't be a proper show without you, would it?" Dan blushes. Something about Jay responding to him directly made his stomach jump. His message certainly looks out of place among the fucking sexies and the want to see you suck my cocks. Dan is too romantic for all that, really. He tips Jay 100 coins just because. In the site's currency, 10 pounds. Jay squeals, sitting up a bit. "Thank you, darling," Jay says, getting up onto his knees. He hooks his thumbs into the panties. "You're my favorite, 33. He sways his hips a bit as he tugs the panties down just an inch or so. "Do you want to see my cock or my ass when I take these off? You get to pick." Dan gets very anxious all of a sudden. "Oh, God. That's a very difficult choice, babe." Jay giggles. "I know," he says. "How about my ass? I have a surprise for all of you back here." He turns away from the camera and bends down, slowly dragging the panties under the curve of his bum to reveal the base of a glass plug between his cheeks. He immediately gets 2 50-token tips. "You old pervs are feeling generous tonight, aren't you?" Jay laughs. He leaves the panties around his thighs. Good God, his thighs. And reaches back to toy with the plug a bit, tugging on it enough that his hole obviously twitches in an attempt to keep it in. "Would you all like to see how big it is?" Dan sort of forgets that Jay probably assumes he's a closeted middle-aged office worker with a bald spot and a wife and a kid in grade school. Jay pulls the toy out with a bit of difficulty, immediately grabbing his cheeks to spread them apart to show the camera his gape. He rests his head down on the bed and turns back to look at all the messages he's getting. "You want to see me fuck myself, right?" Jay asks. He rubs his ass, slaps it. "I know, I know. Here." He reaches over and gets a dildo. Oh god, here it goes. Dan undoes his pants and reaches in for his cock, which is already hard. Jay's mouth looks absolutely obscene around the dildo. He spits on it, licks it up, and spits again. Dan tips him another 100 tokens. "Babe," Jay says, smiling. He brings the dildo back around and presses it against his gape. 33, you are so sweet. He pushes the toy in all the way down on the first try, moaning. Thank you so much. Pleasure's all mine, love. Jay smiles, biting down on his bottom lip as he fucks himself. More tips come in as he works his ass open, occasionally pulling the toy out and showing how wide he's stretched himself. Dan is wanking pretty hard now, only spit-lubed because he's far too concentrated on Jay to get up to get real lube. Jay is definitely moaning now, fucking his own ass with this enormous dildo, and Dan can't help himself. He wants to be that dildo. He really wants to be that dildo. You fucking perverts, Jay says to the camera. His other hand is on his cock right now. I love fucking my ass for all of you to watch. Oh, God. Dan knows that noise by now. Jay takes the dildo out, takes the panties off, and moves onto his side, one long leg up in the air, with an arm behind it shoving the dildo back in, and the other arm in front of him to work his cock. 33, where are you? Jay asks, breath ragged. Busy jerking off? Dan types awkwardly with one hand. Well, not to be rude, but it's a bit difficult not to when you have that when you have a dildo that huge in your ass. Jay actually laughs. You're saying you don't want to be rude when you're wanking watching me fuck my own ass, he remarks. This is why you're my favorite. Always being a sweetheart when these other men are just telling me they want me to choke on their cocks. You're so sweet. The last word sort of turns into a keening moan as he adjusts his hand around the base of the dildo, fucking himself even harder. Dan tries to time his movements with Jay's dildo, and he can practically imagine the way his dick would look with Jay's whole squeeze around it. Fuck. Do you guys want to watch me come? Another 50 token tip. I'm gonna take that as a yes. Jay moves his leg from the air and bends it back a bit, resting his foot on the other side of his arm. Fuck, he has really long legs. Jay stops talking, starts focusing on coming. He chews on his lip, and it's really cute. Dan figures it's also a weird thing about how cute Jay looks as he's about to come, but he can't help himself. Dan is pretty close himself now, but he keeps pushing it off, waiting for Jay. Dan can tell Jay is nearly there, because he does these little shallow pants, these noises. And then he shoves the dildo in down to the balls and squeezes his cock, spilling out onto the bed with a loud moan. He rides it out, working every drop out of his dick onto the sheets. His blue eyes are darkened in his arousal, and without hesitation he tosses the dildo away and gets up, licking at his cum on the sheets, cleaning them. Which is when Dan comes, because holy shit, that's hot. Dan flops back into the pillows and grabs for Kleenex. Jay's voice is shaky like it always is after an orgasm, and he's settling in front of the camera again as Dan cleans up. Do you boys want to stick around and chat a bit while I wait till my dick works again? Jay asks, giggling. 33? Dan goes red. Oh, God. Again. Unfortunately, I have work in the morning. Sad face. Coffee shop. But I have my text alerts on, so I'll see you next time, sweetie. Jay pouts, frowning. Fine, he says. I'll see you next time when I'm on then. Love you. He blows the camera a kiss, and Dan blows one back before he realizes Jay can't see him, and then he feels like an absolute twat. He closes his laptop and goes to sleep. Dan hates opening at work, mostly because it means he has to get there at 4:45 in the morning. It's chilly, so he's sure it'll be a busy morning. People coming in for seasonal pumpkin spice drinks and all that. He sighs to himself as he stands behind the register, waiting for customers, still drowsy-eyed. There's always a bit of a slow spot at around 8:45, Dan has noticed. He ducks back to the refrigerator for to check for more pumpkin spice concentrate when he hears the door ding open. Shit. He grabs a box, and when he comes back up to the counter, he nearly drops it. Because there is a boy coming through the door, long legs and soft, curvy body, and messy, dark hair and a round bum and blue eyes. His legs are so long that his ankles show a bit above his shoes and below the cuffs of his skinny jeans. He's bundled up in fingerless gloves and a fluffy jacket and a scarf, the hood only halfway pushed back of his head. Dan realizes he's staring a little as the boy looks over the pastry case. "Morning," boy says tiredly, and oh God, it's him, that's the voice. That's actually Twinkie J standing on the other side of the counter, fully clothed in sleepy morning eyes. Dan swallows. His tongue feels heavy as if he's physically forgotten how to talk. "Do you guys have peppermint mochas yet?" Dan chokes on his own voice and clears his throat.
Yeah,
Dan says. "We have them year-round, actually, just don't put them on the menu till November." Jay furrows his eyebrows. "Damn," he says. "I've been missing out on a lot of peppermint mochas, then. Well, I'll have one of those. Grande, and maybe a pumpkin scone?"
"How very festive of you, Jay," Dan says, grabbing for a cup.
"Wait." He accidentally knocks the top half of the stack of cups down, and they scatter on the floor. "Shit. Sorry, I mean, damn it."
"You all right?"
Jay asks, looking at him, seeming to not notice that Dan's just called him by his cam name.
"Fine," Dan says, taking the first clean cup off the stack. He writes Jay's order down.
Name?
Oh God, he's finally gonna learn Twinkie J's name.
"Josh," Josh says, and Dan smiles. He writes the name down and puts the cup to the side before going to the pastry counter to retrieve his scone and put it in the warming oven.
"All right," Dan says, punching Josh's order into the register. He sort of feels out of his own body, like he's watching a scene in somebody else's life. Josh passes him his card. Dan scans it.
"Josh Franceschi." Dan likes that name.
Josh leans against the wall on his phone while Dan makes his drink. At least Dan can make mochas without thinking about it anymore.
He keeps sneaking looks over at Josh. He's much taller than he expected, but he likes that. Dan bags up his scone and puts extra whipped cream on his mocha for free, just because.
"Here you are," he says, putting them on the counter. He doesn't really want Josh to go, but he probably has somewhere to be.
"Thanks," Josh says, taking his things. He squints his eyes to read Dan's name tag.
"Dan."
"I'm 33, Dan says without actually thinking about it.
"Whoops."
Josh's eyes widen up a bit at first, but then he smiles.
"So you're not an old weirdo?" Josh asks.
"Nope," Dan says.
"You never mentioned you lived in Weybridge,"
Josh says.
"Neither did you,"
Dan says, cracking a smirk.
Josh laughs, crinkly eyes.
"Fuck."
"Fair enough,"
Josh says. He looks over to check the door before he leans across the counter and kisses Dan flat on the lips. "I usually go to the other Starbucks, but I guess I'll have to make a detour across town to see you now," he adds. Dan is kind of staring at him. Twinkie J just kissed him on the mouth.
"All right," Dan says. He stutters. I guess I don't get why you're not absolutely creeped out right now."
"Because you tip me more than any of the other guys," Josh says, wrapping long fingers around his cup. Dan feels a little strange knowing he's seen those fingers in his butt.
"And you don't say gross stuff."
"I don't mind the gross comments. I just like yours better." He smiles.
"Listen, I have to go get my butthole waxed now, but I'll probably be on tonight."
Dan laughs, shaking his head a little.
"All right," Dan sighs. "Have fun, I guess."
Josh goes to walk away, but then he hesitates.
"Is it against company policy to take a customer's phone number?" he asks.
"I'm pretty sure it's against company policy to kiss on the job or talk about butthole waxing, yet here we are," Dan says.
"Okay, fair point," Josh says. He tears off a bit of the paper bag with his scone in it, and Dan gives him a pen.
Josh holds the pen kind of weirdly, but it's cute.
"There. Promise you'll be online tonight?"
"Promise," Dan says. He smiles. Josh leaves, and on the way out, he holds the door for a lady on her phone who doesn't thank him. Dan decides that's one of his favorite things he's seen Josh do. He pockets the number in his jeans instead of apron and goes back to the register to take the lady's order, his lips still feeling Josh's kiss.